the most famous, the most ferocious boxer of our generation is without a doubt Mike Tyson, also known as Iron Mike. In 1986, at the young age of 20, he became the heavyweight champion of the world. Tyson was feared for his unmatched speed and power and his intimidating demeanor. At his peak, he won 37 consecutive fights, most of them by knockout. His personality and influence have been as dynamic as his career, making him a cultural icon beyond the boxing ring. At the age of 39, he retired from professional boxing. However, just last week, almost 20 years later, at the age of 58, he attempted a comeback, stepping into the ring to fight an opponent more than 30 years his junior. Before the match, a young reporter asked him, "Mike, when it's all over, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind?" And his response was shocking. He said very bluntly, "I don't believe in the word legacy. That's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean anything. It's just some word everybody grabbed onto. It means absolutely nothing to me." Then he continued, "I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be all over. Who cares about legacy after we're nothing? We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing. You think somebody really wants to think about me when I'm gone? Who cares about me when I'm gone?" And the reporter was left speechless. This, in a nutshell, sums up the life of a guy. Here's a man of extreme privilege. He's one of the most famous people on the planet. He has more money than he can count. He has power, he has influence, he has hundreds of millions of followers around the world. He has the ability to impact his fans in the most positive way by living a life of morals and ethics. But instead, he chooses to indulge in every physical pleasure the world has to offer. He lives a life of crime and deception. So naturally, he doesn't care about legacy. He will be remembered as a lowlife and a criminal. He'll be remembered as being arrested and imprisoned multiple times. So of course, he doesn't want anyone to remember him when he's gone. While it's true that what Tyson said, that we're just passing through this world, however, our time here is not without purpose. We were put on this earth to accomplish something meaningful, to make an impact. L'sakein oylam b'malchus shakai, to leave this world a better place than we found it. This is why legacy is important. Non-Jews often view this world as an end in itself. So they have the attitude of YOLO, you only live once. Eat, drink, and be merry, because it may all end soon. Tyson's recognition of his mortality became a license for self-indulgence and gluttony. However, Yidden view this world as a means to an end. For us, feelings of fragility and vulnerability serve as a springboard for growth and making a difference. Our awareness of mortality encourages us to seize every moment, embrace every opportunity, and use our time to create something lasting and meaningful for future generations. Today marks the fifth yahrzeit of Arav Avram Turin, Zichrono Livracha, the renowned Mashgiach of Yeshiva Beis Moshe in Scranton. Rav Turin was a Talmud of the Telzi Yeshiva in Cleveland, where he learned under Reb Elie Meir Bloch and Reb Motel Katz. Just this past Shabbos, I heard an incredible story about him from his son, the esteemed Talmud Chacham HaMashpia, Rav Meir Baruch Turin, the Rav of KTR. The Yeshiva in Scranton had a set of rules, and Rav Avram Turin, as the Mashgiach, was tasked with enforcing those rules. For example, if a bocher came late to Shacharis, or he went shopping at the supermarket, or he went skiing, he would receive a knas, a fine. There was a bocher there who frequently broke the rules, and over the years, accumulated significant fines. On his last day in Yeshiva, this bocher approaches Rav Turin, and he said, "Rabbi, you owe me a lot of money." Rav Turin was taken aback. "What do you mean I owe you a lot of money?" And the bocher said, "Rebbe, the reason you gave me all these fines over all these years was to deter me, and so that I should improve my ways. But it didn't work. I kept on breaking the rules till my last day. So you should return all the class money back to me." Rav Turin said, "Okay, I hear you, Taina. Come back to me tomorrow." The next day, Rav Turin brought this bocher back into his office. He took out a ledger, and he showed him a detailed record of every fine he had ever issued, the exact amount and the exact date he issued the fine, and the exact infraction that he committed. Rav Turin tells the boy, "The first time I gave you a knas, I sincerely thought it would help you learn a lesson. So that money I will not return. But from then on, since it did not deter you, it didn't work, I will give you back every penny." And he handed this bacher an envelope containing around $4,000 in cash. The boy left the yeshiva and unfortunately drifted off the derech and abandoned Yiddishkeit. However, after some years, he began making his way back. They asked him, "What inspired you to return to Torah Mitzvahs?" And he said, It was because of that one honest man from Scranton, Pennsylvania. So Mike Tyson, if you're listening, legacy does matter. Years later, Rav Turin's legacy continues to live on through his incredible children and grandchildren and the thousands of Talmidim he influenced. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.